Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of BCT. We are the Christian podcast that enables you guys to hear lots of different testimonies from different people in my church. Follow and subscribe so you never miss an episode. So, if you're watching it, you've probably noticed that I'm in the wrong seat. Nope. Oh, and there's a balloon in the middle. So today, the day that I'll be uploading this, is the 1 year anniversary of this podcast, BCT. So I thought for a special occasion, we'll swap the roles and I'll be interviewed by my dad, who was my first guest. So my dad is basically just going to be asking me different questions on my testimony and we'll just go from there. Let's get going.
Congratulations, Liv.
On 1 year?
On 1 year, yeah. You're thinking, what's he congratulating me about?
Thank you. Year. It's gone so fast.
Do you know, when you started, I would never have guessed that you would have kept it going for a year. Yeah. Not that I doubted you, but so many people start things and then don't continue. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a real credit to you. You kept it going. Well done.
Thanks, Dad. I feel like because it was such like a random idea as well, like I think I just came home and was like, can I do this? And you were like, oh, okay. So it is surprising. I'm surprised myself.
It's been brilliant.
But I've loved it, yeah.
But the shoe's on the other foot now and you're getting interviewed. Nervous?
A little bit. But excited.
Okay, let's kick it off then. So Liv, I don't know if I should be nervous about this one. Tell us about your upbringing.
Okay, so
what life was like at home.
Yeah, so
how great your dad was and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, okay. Can I begin? So obviously I grew up in a Christian household, which was very nice, to be fair. I think, like, I've obviously done my research on growing up in a Christian household and whether it's more helpful or not. And obviously, I believe it is because you have that knowledge and that influence already. I loved my childhood. I was a very happy child. I loved going to church. I literally went to church every single Sunday, even if I was ill. Like, I remember one time my mum was away or something, so we came to church and I was just throwing up in the toilets upstairs when you were like preaching or something.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Okay. And like, I just couldn't go home. So I'm dedicated to coming to church.
You didn't have a choice.
I didn't have a choice, no. But yeah, I think just growing up in a Christian home and like seeing like how much my parents have loved Jesus has just been amazing. And I've loved going to Sunday school clubs and just learning about all the stories. And now helping Sunday school clubs myself. So my childhood was good.
Cool. And being in a Christian household, was that difficult though, in terms of like being in school and stuff?
Thankfully, I never had any difficulty with that, which is such a blessing, to be fair, because I know some people do. But I think because you were such a high up role in the church, it wasn't just like we just go to church. That was your job role. So a lot of people were just aware of the situation. But I was never the child that just went to school and was like, guys, you're going to hell. Like, I may have said it once, maybe when I was little, but like, I was never that child that was a bit odd for going to church or a bit odd for being different. I think because I was just normal and I fitted in, and I guess I had lots of friends that helped. So I even brought some with me to like church events when I was little. I had all my parties. So to be fair, it was okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
Okay, so when did you become a Christian? How did it happen, Liv?
So I would say I became a Christian on an EMW camp. I don't know how many years ago. It was one of my first camps. And we were learning about the Trinity. And
so this is, just to clarify, this is a summer camp.
Yeah.
That was run by an organisation and you went away to a sort of a residential place. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and I think I went only with one friend as well, so I didn't know that many people, and we just learned about God. But one night, we were doing a Bible study about the Trinity, and I had obviously heard the word before, but because I was quite young, about 10, 11, I didn't really know what it meant. So learning in depth that, you know, the Holy Spirit and Jesus is always there with you, really, like, just struck me and made me realise I'm not alone. And if I ever feel like I'm alone, I'm not. Mm-hmm. Jesus is always there. So I remember that night I was like, oh my gosh, being a Christian is amazing and I want that life. I want to have that feeling of being loved all the time and knowing that the Holy Spirit is with me. So that night with my dorm officer, Harriet, I told her, I was like, how do I become a Christian? And she was jumping for joy. We were in the corridor up just at the top of the stairs. And she was just jumping for joy. She was so excited. And we just prayed together, chatted it through. And I believed that night that Jesus died for me. And I was basically a sinner, an awful person that I needed in my life. But obviously I was still quite young, so maybe didn't know the full depth of what I was doing, but I prayed the prayer and accepted Jesus into my life that night.
Okay. So even though you didn't completely understand everything, mm-hmm. you had a sort of a basic understanding that Jesus yeah. died on the cross for your sins mm-hmm. and that you needed to be forgiven in order yeah. to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. So you obviously brought up in church. Mm. And I find with some situations when someone is brought up in church and by a Christian family
mm.
and brought up to believe in God and to try and understand what Jesus did on the cross, that for some children, they accept it because that's what they I guess, encouraged to believe from a very early age.
Mm.
But what can happen is that they can get to the point where, because it hasn't been their own faith, it's just kind of almost something that
yeah.
they've got from their parents. They can get to school, hear from the science teacher that the Big Bang is what made this world, not God. Maybe hear from friends that there's a better way to live, a more exciting way to live. And at that point, they question what they've been brought up to believe. And because they've never really accepted it themselves and really made it their own personal faith, they then drift away.
Yeah.
At what point would you say that you kind of thought, this, I really do believe this, this is my faith, not just something I'm believing because mum and dad want me to?
So thankfully, I never felt the pressure to become a Christian just because of your mum. I think you've always stressed that, like growing up anyway, you've always stressed and said, and I've heard you say to other people, whatever, that it's, you need to choose your faith yourself. Mm. It needs to be personal to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that has helped. Knowing that growing up, thankfully, I never felt the pressure to please you guys. And that's a credit to you guys. Well, maybe. Who knows? But so obviously, like, you've always said how important it is to make your own personal choice and everything. So I was definitely given the opportunity to seek other options, investigate other options, but I feel like I quickly came to the realization that that other life was not what I wanted. Maybe like seeing my other friends and them not going to church, and they obviously had good lives too and they're all happy and everything, but they just don't have that special feeling and of that special thing of being loved in their hearts. Like, their hearts are just different. So seeing them and maybe like talking to them and going away a bit made me realize, no, that's not the life I want. So I would say on a youth weekend, not that long ago, maybe 2 years ago now, maybe? I don't know.
Maybe three.
So growing up, I obviously had no choice whether to hide my faith in a way because of you, basically. So everyone knew. But I guess I would never go out and shout and be like, I love God.
Mm-hmm.
That was never me. But this one youth weekend, like just all the talks, we were probably on Right Now Media or something like that, and it just hit me that I need to be bold in my faith. I need to not care what a single person thinks, and I need to just go out there and be who I want to be. So yeah, that weekend I just decided to just go with life and be happy and, as much as I can.
And did it make a really big difference to you?
For a time, yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely think for a good couple of months, I was like, I'm thriving.
Mm.
But then, you know, GCSEs and courses, life gets busy. which is helpful to go to church because you have that reinforcement. And having Christian friends, they encourage you. Having just Christian family around you encourages you to just keep going. So I think I've had many situations where I've been reminded that I have the help and encouragement around me to help me to keep going. So I think it's normal for a Christian to maybe struggle with their life. You know, life's not always amazing and happy and you can skip around. Like, it is hard, but having that Christian influence around you definitely helps.
Okay, so talk a little bit more about that then, Liv. So if someone was to ask you, is becoming a Christian a better way to live? Does it make you happier? Does it make life easier? How would you answer that question?
No, it doesn't make life easier. I think there's this whole picture on, I guess, oh, become a Christian, get baptized, and then you'll never have any other issues. But that is not the case. To be fair, my life hasn't been that difficult so far. So I haven't had any massive things that happened in my life where I've been through a rough time. But, you know, I'm still a sinner, or I still, like, go through hard things. It's not like my life is perfect. And sometimes I don't know how to deal with things. So that doesn't help. So I'm not perfect. My life's not perfect. But being a Christian definitely does help. I feel like I have a more positive outlook on the world. You know, if something bad does happen. God has blessed me with amazing Christian and non-Christian friends, which is important, because obviously we shouldn't just have Christian friends, because then we're just secluded in our own little bubble and we're not reaching out to other people. So thankfully I've had some really great non-Christian friends that have just been so supportive of everything I've done, like my podcast. I think some of my non-Christian friends are my biggest fans. They're always the first ones to listen, and they're always sending me little ideas. So yeah, I think it's important to have both non-Christian and Christian friends and just have a positive outlook on life.
Because I would think a lot of Christians listening to this would think, oh my goodness, that sounds really scary. If a lot of people who are not Christians and don't go to church are hearing this and then talking to you about it in different places, that would freak them out. It's like, I would be really scared talking about my faith. Is it as difficult as you imagine it would be?
See, I don't think it's difficult. Like, so I'm quite a confident person. So for some people it may be more difficult, but we can't stress enough like how important it is that everyone just hears a little bit about God's love, you know. And obviously I've taken over the Instagram, the TikTok, and obviously the podcast, so a lot of people see my face these days and I do get recognized, so I can't get away from it. But it kind of gives me a bit of a boost if I'm in college and someone goes, oh, you're Bagman Church girl. Like, rather than being like, oh, no, I'm not, or hiding away, I actually get quite excited from it, and it helps me to push on and to maybe talk about it and to carry on.
That's amazing. So what's next then, Liv?
So my next plan. So obviously I'll carry on with BCT for a couple more months and see where that takes. But from September, I'm hoping to move away somewhere.
You didn't tell us.
I know. And work for a church somewhere. So for a very long time, I've wanted to move away and find my own independence. I don't really want to be associated by your daughter forever.
Oh, okay. Fine.
I love it, but I want to be my own person. And I just want to learn. So I'm going to work for a church, hopefully. So got some places in mind. And I just want to maybe do some children's work, do some elderly work and youth work, and I just want to try as much as I can, all for the glory of God. So for a year, that's what I'll be doing.
Just for a year, Liv? Would you see this as something you would love to do longer term?
See, that's why I want to do it, to see if I do want to do it. I've made jokes a couple times to people in church being like, oh, I'm going for a year, and then when I come back, I'm running the church. So, and the people are like, oh really?
Like you're not running it already.
But yeah, so I think it's something, I've got a love for church work and working for a church, obviously, because I want to do it for a year. So I'll try it and see what happens. But it may be the case that I go into something else, like I'm studying childcare, so I go into childcare, but I also work for the church or I volunteer as much as I can. So we'll see, but I'd love to do mission work. I just love to do everything, I think. But I don't want to do a full year in one country. I've decided that. I'd love to go around a bit more. So, but we'll see. I got time, hopefully. So we'll see what God has in store for me. Exciting times ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, Liv, so it's been a year. It's been a really good year.
Yeah.
If there's one thing for the BCT podcast that you think this has been the best thing, the thing that I've enjoyed about BCT more than anything, I know I've thrown this on you now. Can you think, you know, that's been the thing that you've enjoyed more than anything, the most satisfying aspect of doing this podcast?
I think recording, like just listening and getting to know people. Like, obviously all these people I know already, but I may not know their story. And I definitely would say I've grown connections with a lot of them since. There's two in particular, and I was close with them before. But then since recording them, I don't know, there's just something, you just have that closer connection because you know their story. And
it's great to hear people's stories, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I've always loved it. I've always loved listening to testimonies growing up. I think that's one of my favourite things. And having a chat, because I love how relaxed it is. And they always come in with us, but they're soon fine. So I think, that just having a chat and just listening to them, like speaking through their heart and hearing their stories and everything they've gone through, that's what I love. So that's probably been my highlight of doing the podcast. And obviously winning my award was pretty nice.
Of course, so. That's amazing. Liv, you've done a brilliant job. You really have. So we're so proud of you, not just because you wanted to do this and you were committed to doing it, but you do it ever so well as well.
Stop.
Yeah, so you are really wonderful. Thank you so much, Liv. It's 1 year. Well done.
Happy 1 year.
So don't forget to subscribe, hit like, do things with buttons. I have no idea how this all works.
Follow on the social media.
Follow, all that kind of jazz. Yeah.
And let us know what you thought of this episode.
Absolutely. Finish off then, Liv, with those dulcet tones. Speak.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah, he said it already. Follow, so you never miss any more episodes. And I honestly wouldn't do it without you guys, your support, and just listening just helps. So thank you for the best first year. Bye for now.
Well done, Dave.